Living with Radical Honesty by Brad Blanton. I learned that the primary cause of most human stress, the primary cause of most conflict between couples, and the primary cause of most both psychological and physical illness is being trapped in your mind and removed from your experience. What keeps you trapped in your mind and removed from your experience is lying, and we all lie all the time. We're taught systematically to lie, to pretend, to maintain a presence because we're taught that who we are is our performance. Our schools teach us to lie. Our parents teach us to lie. We're all suffering from mistaken identity. We think that who we are is our reputation, what the teacher thinks of us, what kind of grades we make, what kind of job we have. We're constantly spinning our presentation of self, which is a constant process of lying, and being trapped in the anticipation of imagining what other people might think. Our actual identity is as a present tense noticing being. I'm someone sitting here talking on the telephone right now, and you're sitting there talking on the telephone and writing or doing whatever you're doing. That's your current identity, and this is my current identity. And when you start identifying with your current present tense identity, you discover all kinds of things about life that you can't even see or notice when you're trapped in the spin of doctoring machine of your mind. So, radical honesty is about delivering yourself from that constant worrisome preoccupation of, oh my God, how am I doing? How am I doing? How am I doing? How am I doing? Then you can pay attention to what's going on in your body and in the world, and even pay attention to what's going on in your mind. Just look at what you notice in front of you right now. Your environment, wherever you are, in an office or wherever it is, noticing is an entirely different function than thinking. And what we do all the time is that we confuse thinking with noticing. When we think something, we act as though it has the same validity as something that we see. I've got a bumper sticker on my truck that says, "Don't believe everything you think." It's like your thinking just goes on and on and on. Brad Blanton.